This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Indigenous enslavement was widespread in southern Colorado during the early to mid-1800s. An event today and exhibit at the Fort Garland Museum and Cultural Center explores this history. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
This exhibit features large historic photos and handwritten lists of the captives in the San Luis Valley. Museum director Eric Carpio says they're using art to help visitors and locals reflect on the history.
This begins the healing process in the way that they understand their own history and their identity and their community.
The unsilenced exhibit is housed in the fort's former commandant's quarters. This evening, there's a free bilingual virtual presentation on the Southwest Borderlands intercultural slave system. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The independent commission in charge of drawing the state's congressional map submitted its final proposal to the Colorado Supreme Court late last night. CPR's Benta Berkland says the state's new swing district is split evenly between Democrats and Republicans.
The way the commission drew it, this 8th district isn't just the state's most competitive seat. It will also be the most ethnically diverse. It's almost 40% Latino and a little more than 50% white.
CPR's Benta Berkland. The State Department of Labor has proposed increasing the minimum wage by 24 cents, bringing the minimum hourly rate up to $12.56. That proposal is open to public comment until November. If approved, the increase would take effect next year. Some cities, like Denver, already have a higher minimum wage, and